USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democrats on the House Oversight Committee are demanding the White House turn over documents related to how the Trump administration handled security clearances for advisors, including Jared Kushner. Democratic Congressman Mark DeSantis of California was asked on CNN if Kushner should be subpoenaed if he doesn't respond.
Of course. I think this is a period where the White House is testing us, but this is the way we are supposed to act.
A New York Times story said that Trump ordered his former chief of staff, John Kelly, to provide Kushner with a clearance. Speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says the U.S. has gone from pessimism to optimism due to the current administration.
He has ended the war on business. He has ended the war on energy. He has ended the war on success.
Major chain stores Gap, JCPenney, Victoria's Secret, and Foot Locker all announced massive closures totaling more than 465 stores over the past 48 hours. That'll bring the number of planned store closures this year to well over 4,500. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Adam. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee entered the Democratic 2020 presidential race Friday, saying that he's the only candidate who would make defeating climate change the nation's top priority.
We have one chance to defeat climate change, and it is right now.
White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett told CNN's Poppy Harlow he thinks climate change could threaten economic growth.
Yes, Nordhaus's work, is food for thought about what could happen, and it's something that people should take seriously and think about.
Hassett cited Yale University economist William Nordhaus, a Nobel laureate who is known for his economic modeling on climate change. A widespread recall of common blood pressure and heart failure medications has been expanded to include more drugs containing Losartan. The recall is due to an impurity that is classified as a potential human carcinogen. The recall is the latest in an ongoing investigation into a class of drugs known as angiotensin receptor blockers, or ARBs, which contain either valsartan, losartan, or irbesartan, and are used in patients with high blood pressure and other conditions. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The family of a Northern California rapper who was shot more than 24 times by police intends to sue the city of Vallejo, alleging the police response was bungled from start to finish. 20-year-old William Coy was fatally shot February 9th after apparently falling asleep in the front seat of a car at the drive-thru of a Taco Bell in the San Francisco Bay Area. Police say six officers opened fire after McCoy appeared to reach for a gun in his lap. His sister, Simone Richard, and others held a news conference Thursday saying her brother was executed.
You know, y'all didn't give him a chance to put his hands up. Y'all didn't give him a chance to say who his name was. Y'all didn't even give him a chance to lift his hand up to make sure to acknowledge it with the police. Y'all never gave him a chance. And that's not right. Like, they didn't give Willie a chance. Y'all did that because he was black.
A loaded handgun was found in McCoy's lap, a .40 caliber semi-automatic with an extended magazine. The officers were initially placed on administrative leave and returned to duty after meeting with a psychologist. A statement from the parents of the late American college student Otto Warmbier says they disagree with President Trump and hold Kim Jong-un and what they call his evil regime responsible for their son's death. President Donald Trump says his view on North Korea's role is being misinterpreted, tweeting, "Of course I hold North Korea responsible for Otto's mistreatment and death." Trump praised the Warmbier as a tremendous symbol of strong passion and strength, but he didn't take back his earlier comments that he took Un at his word that he wasn't aware of how Warmbier was being treated during his 17 months in captivity. Warmbier died soon after his 2017 release. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.